Eamon, I wanted to ask you, what has been the reaction throughout the country, not only in Tunis, but throughout the country following the freezing of parliament by the president? Is it really doing anything to kind of quell the discontent that led to that decision?
People are so happy with this decision because for me as a journalist, I've been asking people on the street and they were saying that the parliament are not doing anything and they are just not, parliament members are not aware of the people's problem and crisis, the economic crisis that they have gone through. The purchasing power are going down and the life conditions are getting harder for the regular Tunisian. So that's why they went to the street and they wanted the parliament to be gone since, like, at least after the revolution, the hopes were raised for the system to be fixed. However, it was not the case. And they had to go through a lot of sacrifices that were not met with any results by the government. So the people are trying just to live today, just to have their daily living coverage. However, that's not happening for them, and life is getting harder during the pandemic and because of the economic crisis. The reaction of the people, like minutes after Said was on TV saying that he suspended the parliament and have the prime minister suspended as well. So people went to the street shouting his name, and fireworks were on the sky with the helicopter like around just to control the situation. And people were happy with that decision because they think it's a way to stop the corruption and it's a way to sort it out towards fixing the economic situation.
Eamon, I wanted to ask you about the opposition because they came out Sunday evening very strongly calling the president's actions essentially a coup when he implemented Article 80 to freeze the parliament for a month. What has the opposition party done so far on Monday? I know they were trying to get into the building later that evening, but they were turned away, according to witnesses, by military personnel. But what have they done so far during the day?
The head of the parliament, along with the opposition and along with a lot of parliament members, tried to access the parliament building. However, they were faced with the military forces who denied their entrance. There was a conversation between them saying that this is their building and the president of the parliament, Mr. Rafah Mahanoushi, said that he is the head of the parliament and he is authorized to enter. However, the military forces informed him that they have an order not to allow anyone to enter to the building, and they will not allow him to do so. Along with a lot of parliament members, this was on early hours on this morning, today on the 26th of July. From early morning, people along with parliament members were demonstrating in front of the parliament, objecting the decision to suspend the parliament activity and to close it in the face of its own members.